have on the phone with us today Andy Tower, agricultural liaison for the Indiana Department of Environmental Management. Andy wanted to give you a call with record or near record rainfall across Indiana. Just wondering, any reports of problems with manure storage facilities?
Thus far, we have not had any reports from anywhere throughout the state of anybody running into any issues at this time. So everything looks good.
With more rain in the forecast, there is that potential. If you would, could you walk us through the steps that these producers would need to follow if a problem looks like it could surface?
If they're noticing their lagoon levels are getting pretty high, the best advice would be to contact the agency. We can work with those producers to make sure that they don't have a discharge or release. We've got a few different options that we can go through. So the big thing is just continue to monitor those lagoons and pits as we continue to get more of this rain. And if they feel like they're getting into a critical mass, to contact the agency, and we'll start working through some measures to make sure there's not a discharge.
And, of course, if there is a major problem or anything, they need to contact the agency immediately.
Yes, absolutely. If they do have a discharge, they're required to contact our 24-hour spill line and to start an emergency spill response plan that they are all approved for.
All right. Andy, anything else about manure storage facilities that you'd like to mention?
No, I mean, the big key thing right now is just continue to keep a close eye, and if you're step up your monitoring, because with all the rains that we are having, a matter of a couple hours could change the dynamics of it. So just make sure everybody's cognizant of checking those storage facilities so we don't have any manure get away from us.